we continue our look at clubs around Australia, today we head to Adelaide and the Adelaide Supercar Club. I hope you'll stay with us.
Well, we turn our attention now to karting, and in particular, supercarts. The Adelaide Supercart Club's Ian Williamson joins us on the line. And Ian, where did you get your love of karting from?
Well, I started because my dad was making go-karts when I was a very small child, so I just got into it that way. Couldn't start racing when I was a young kid. I had to race motorbikes first, but the youngest in a go-kart was at 12, so that's when I started, and I'm still going.
And supercarts, of course, is that little bit different to what we normally see in regular karting.
Supercarts are the big things, the fast ones, the big tracks, generally gearbox carts, although now we do have non-gearbox Rotaxes running. But for me, it was good because you go out there and do anything. There were really no rules. You could play with things, you could enjoy things and learn a lot from that, where most motorsport is a little restricted. Supercarts have never been all that restricted.
And where karting's normally contested on tracks up to about 1.5 to just under 2 kilometres, supercarting doesn't go much under that 2 kilometres track length because of the speed and the style of racing that you have.
Yeah, no, we race on all the motor racing circuits. Malala here in South Australia, Phillip Island, Winton, Calder in Victoria, etc., right up the east coast, yeah.
So the Adelaide Supercart Club, where did its heritage start from?
That began from a normal go-kart club running on the small go-kart tracks, but when they went out on the car racing circuits, decided they'd better be in charge of their own destiny, so they split off from normal karting in 1971. The club's 50 years old now. And they've run all the long circuit, shall we call them, events since that time.
Now, Malala is 2.7 kilometres in length. What sort of time is a kart doing to many of the road, or the supercart doing, compared to many of the road cars that race on that circuit?
I think the lap record for a 250cc supercart is about 1:06. The outright lap record is 59 seconds to a Formula Holden. But a lot of cars can't, road cars and high performance cars are lucky to do 1:15 to 1:20, somewhere there.
And the big thing is the carts are actually the right size for the racetrack nowadays, whereas a lot of the cars and have got so big, the racetracks that were built in the 50s and 60s are actually too small for them.
Yeah, I don't know if it's just too small or they can make cars faster now, but they can't make them handle. There's just, that's never going to happen where with a go-kart, the thing hits a corner flat out and it gets around, which is fantastic.
So at the moment, the Adelaide Supercart Club, what's the numbers been like of competitors and then other members that you have in as part of the club?
We have a regular 24 competitors race every race meeting here in Adelaide, and we share the track with car clubs. Obviously, we're not going to fill the whole day up, so other people come out with us. We get to watch other things that we wouldn't normally see. They get to see us, yeah.
And what is the general feeling around the garages and the pits when people have seen what you guys do on the track and they have the opportunity to come down and talk to you?
Oh, everyone sits up and watches. I noticed that. They all go on mounds and watch us race. So it's good to see it. They don't necessarily want to get in a go-kart. They've got their motor car and the roof and all the rest of it, so it must be nice and comfortable, but they are amazed. And then we get the bigger tracks like Phillip Island and Eastern Creek. Well, that just, people cannot believe you can buy your own go-kart and go that fast.
Now, for someone who's never seen a supercart before but understands what a go-kart basically is, can you talk to us about what are the differences to, say, a hire kart or a sprint kart to what you guys are actually doing in the Supercart Club?
Well, from a sprint kart, they're upper-range go-karts, use 125cc engines with automatic clutch, electric start. We use those same engines in our bottom class, the introductory class, and put them on a big track. So on a go-kart track around Adelaide, our tracks, we can do 100, 102 kilometres an hour on a go-kart track. The same kart at Malalar can do 145 kilometres an hour when you get on a big track. Then from there we go to the gearbox engine karts, either 125cc or 250cc. And a 125 gearbox kart at Malalar is pulling well over 170 kilometres an hour, and that gets a lot faster at, you know, Phillip Island, I've got to tell you.
So with the number of classes you have and the number of competitors, do you run all in together, or is there a mix of class racing right throughout a day's event?
No, on the day we keep the introductory class, the non-gearbox guys, on their own, because they don't have a massive top speed and fantastic acceleration, and then we put all the gearbox classes out together, so they're more alike to one another. And around Australia, that's generally what happens. Huge speed difference, of course, between the 125 non-gearbox top speed versus a 250 gearbox. It's enormous.
What are some of the benefits of being part of the supercar community there in Adelaide?
Well, it's an easier thing to do. You don't need a engine man. You don't need a chassis man. You don't need help. To get a go-kart off and on your trailer is two people can lift it. Mum and dad or even the boy who drives it can work on it at home in his garage. They're not that complicated. Yes, they're complicated, but they're not that hard to work on. Everything's within arm's reach while you work on it. So it's quite a lot more, rather than simplified, it's more practical to work with. When you get to a motor car, you've got more things. You've got the suspension. You've got all other stuff. And generally a home mechanic doesn't build his own engines for even an XL Hyundai. They don't do them themselves, where with a kart, you can.
Now, you've mentioned racing at Malalar. Is there other tracks in and around the state that the Adelaide Supercart Club is able to participate at?
We also go to a place called McNamara Park in Mount Gambier. It's an unbelievable gem of a place. Like everything in Mount Gambier, the grass grows all over, the trees are beautiful, it's just amazing to go there. And that's been in operation since 1963 with motorcycle racing non-stop. But we went down there in the early days and we've been going back there recently. And it's the same length as Malalar, so we get to go about the same speed as we do at Malalar. But there are two tracks in South Australia.
And we've heard a lot about the new circuit at Tailem Bend. Is that a circuit that the supercarts have got the ability to run on?
We can go there. We're at the bottom end of the scale of being able to afford things like that. So we had one event there a couple of years ago we were invited to, and then in 2 weeks from now we've got another event we're going to, which will be our national championship. It will be over two rounds. The first round is at Tailem Bend on March 11, 12 and 13. The second round will be Phillip Island in probably August. So that'll be different. We've got people coming from every state of Australia, WA, Queensland, everywhere coming to have a go.
Thanks to Ian Williams. We'll have part two of this interview on next week's Inside Motorsport. Until next time round, keep smiling and bye for now.
Inside Motorsport is produced by Thunder Media for the Community Radio Network.